The European Banking Authority has reactivated its guidelines on loan repayment moratoria in a move that could make it easier for Irish banks to resume offering blanket repayment breaks again. The main Irish lenders introduced, you'll recall, repayment holidays, if you like to call them, for personal and business borrowers at their own initiative in March in order to reduce the financial pressure being caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's talk to Sinn Féin spokesperson Piers Doherty, who's on the line now. Piers Doherty, you were calling when these payment breaks were suspended earlier in the autumn for the banks to continue the facility to those borrowers who are still hard-pressed. What does Desai's decision mean from the European Banking Authority mean?
Yeah, well, this is very welcome. We know that there's a number of countries throughout Europe where borrowers can avail of payment breaks of up to a year. That's because they've been legislated for, and it was provided under the earlier agreements that you could do that. But as of the end of September, if you hadn't already been in a payment break or if the bank hadn't decided to extend it, then that was it. That's as much as you could get. So what the EBA have come out, obviously given where we are with the pandemic, is they've come out and revised their guidelines and said now that banks right across Europe can extend the payment break. So if you've had a 6-month payment break from AIB or Bank of Ireland or any of the other banks, you would now be able to apply to those banks and get a further 3-month payment break. But that's only if the banks are willing to actually sign up to this initiative, use the flexibility that's now been given by the EBA. The crucial thing here.
Sorry, I was going to say the banks were saying at the time that this scheme was wound up that they would still continue to deal with borrowers on a case-by-case basis and assist them where they could.
Yes, and banks should be doing that, and not everybody, you know, a payment break isn't the solution for for everybody. Some people will be able to go back paying their mortgage in full. They may be back at work. Others may need a different type of restructured arrangement, maybe interest only or part capital. But others, unfortunately, aren't back at work. Society doesn't allow, and the pandemic doesn't allow for their employment to come back into operation, and they do need that additional flexibility. The crucial thing about the EBA guidelines is if the banks now decide to extend this, it won't have a negative impact on the customer in relation to their credit rating. That's crucial for them as they want to maybe borrow into the future. It might be a loan to help put their child through education. It may be a new car, maybe a family holiday, maybe an extension to their house sometime down the year. But if the banks don't now take up the slack and the provision that's provided by the EBA, there will be a negative impact now on borrowers if it's dealt with on a case-by-case basis.
Separately, Piers Doherty, you're calling on management at AIB to postpone plans, which they've announced some weeks ago and have given detail of today, to cut 1,500 jobs by 2023. Now, these are voluntary redundancies that the bank says are necessary in order to continue to ensure its continued viability. Why are you saying they should postpone this?
Well, look, the bank announced these voluntary redundancies at the start of March. They postponed them themselves for two reasons, and rightly so. One is we're in the middle of a global pandemic. We've got unemployment at a historically high levels, and the second issue is that the bank needed all of these staff to actually deal with the issues that we've just talked about, payment breaks and restructuring of mortgages and so on. So, you know, those issues still exist today. The reality is that we still have a large number of customers that are in arrears. A year ago when the bank was planning these redundancies, they thought that customers, you know, long-term arrears wasn't going to be as big an issue. Now it is an issue. So we need to actually look at whether these cuts are appropriate at this point in time. But the second and most important thing is no company, particularly a state-owned company, should be announcing 1,500 job losses in the middle of a pandemic, and it's not a good time for those staff. And what we need is,
it might be if staff, if they choose to take up this offer, it might actually suit them.
Look, you know, Bank of Ireland or AIB already last year, if you look at their announcement in October, and this is one of the problems here, they announced that they needed to cut 1,000 staff over a period of 2 years. 6 months later, they said, well, actually, we want to go down to 8,000 instead of 9,000. What we really need here, and it's wider than AIB, is we need a conversation in relation to the Irish banking in this society. We can't have a situation where banks are reacting piecemeal to issues as they present themselves. We also have the issue of Ulster Bank possibly withdrawing from the Irish market.
Well,
so there is a need for a wider conversation in relation to this.
Just
issue.
A final question in relation to Brian Stanley, who the Cian Chorla Seán Ó Fáil has said needs to make a credible political response to his tweet in relation to Warren Point, to the bombing there 40 years ago. He apologised and withdrew the tweet. Does a credible political response, in your view, include standing aside for a period as chair of the Public Accounts Committee?
No, look, Brian Stanley has withdrawn his tweet. He's deleted his tweet, and rightly so. He has apologised for the hurt that that tweet has caused. And later this afternoon, as you're aware, when the Public Accounts Committee convene, he will be making a statement to his colleagues at that meeting. And I think that's the appropriate thing to do. Brian knows, as well as I know, as well as you know, and your listeners know, that the tweet was inappropriate, that the tweet was insensitive. And he has apologised for it. He has deleted it. And he will make that statement to his colleagues in the Public Accounts Committee later on this evening. And I think that is the appropriate course of action. People know Brian right across the political divide as a hard-working, as a sincere and as a gentleman, and I think he's made a singular mistake in this issue, which he's apologised for, and I think that's appropriate.
Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, thank you for that.